Hello. This is Germaine. Who were the Philistines? There is much in the Bible about the Philistines in the days of Samson, King Saul, and King David. The Philistines gave Israel much trouble. The Philistines defeated Israel and took the Ark of the Covenant. Yes, David killed the giant Goliath, and Israel defeated the Philistines then. But later the Philistines defeated Israel at Mount Gilboa and fastened the bodies of King Saul and his son to the wall of Bethshan. Who were the Philistines, or Philistim? Let us look at the historical record, the Bible. In Genesis chapter 10, we learn that Philistines are descendants of Noah's son, Ham. One of the sons of Ham was named Mitzrayim. One of the sons of Mitzrayim was Kesluhim. Listen to Genesis chapter 10, verse 14. And Kesluhim, from whom came the Philistines and Kephtorim. Genesis chapter 10, verse 14. The Philistines were descendants of Ham, Mitzrayim, Kesluhim, and so were the Kephtorim. The Philistines were related to the Egyptians and Canaanites, since they all came from Ham. Mitzrayim, in English, is translated Egypt. In Genesis chapter 20, we read that Abraham sojourned in Gerar, and then he was at Beersheba, or Beersheba. Listen to Genesis chapter 21, verse 34. And Abraham sojourned in the land of the Philistines many days. Genesis chapter 21, verse 34. The historical record tells us that the Philistines were living in the area of Gerar near Beersheba in the days of Abraham. That was about 4,000 years ago, about 2,000 BCE. Next, listen to Genesis chapter 26, verse 1. There was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Genesis chapter 26, verse 1. Yes, the Philistines were living in Gerar during the days of Abraham and Isaac. The land of the Philistines is mentioned at the time of the Exodus. Listen to Exodus chapter 13, verse 17. Then it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. Exodus chapter 13, verse 17. In Exodus chapter 23, verse 31, God said to the people of Israel, and I will set your bounds from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines and from the desert to the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you shall drive them out before you. Exodus chapter 23, verse 31. God called the Mediterranean Sea the Sea of the Philistines. It was set by God as the west bound or border of the land of Israel. God said this in about 1446 B.C. It is very doubtful that a scribe in Israel would have dared to change what God had said. We learn in Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 23, that the Avim first dwelt in the area where the Philistines later lived. Listen to Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 23. And the Avim, who dwelt in the villages as far as Gaza, the Kephtorim, who came from Kephtor, destroyed them and dwelt in their place. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 23. Remember that Kephtorim and the Philistines both came from the same forefather. The Kephtorim came from Kephtor and destroyed the Avim, who lived first in the area around Gaza, later called the land of the Philistines by the time of Abraham. Listen to what God said in Amos chapter 9, verse 7. Are you not like the people of Ethiopia to me, O children of Israel? Says the Lord. Did I not bring up Israel from the land of Egypt, the Philistines from Kephtor? And the Syrians from Kir? Amos chapter 9, verse 7. The Philistines also came from Kephtor to the land of the Philistines, as did the Kephtorim. God said so. When God spoke to Joshua when he was old, God spoke about the land which was not yet possessed. He listed the territory of the Philistines. Listen to Joshua chapter 13, verse 3. From Sihor, which is east of Egypt as far as the border of Ekron northward, which is counted as Canaanite, the five lords of the Philistines, the Gazites, the Ashdodites, the Ashkenites, the Gittites, and the Ekronites, also the Arvites, Joshua chapter 13, verse 3. The five cities of the Philistines, their people were listed. They had not been driven out. Their land had not been possessed when Joshua was old. The five Philistine cities were Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron. There were also some Avim left from the original inhabitants of the area. This was about 1400 B.C. Yes, the Philistines were there during the time of Joshua. Why do some scholars try to say that there were no Philistines there at that time? How do they know? They do not know. They assume because of their ignorance. Also because they do not believe the Bible. Yes, egotistical unbelief. They prefer their assumptions, conjectures, and speculations instead of the Bible. Such a faith is not scientific. To ignore the historical data in the Bible is not scholarly. Edward E. Hinson wrote in his book, The Philistines in the Old Testament, pages 17 and 18, there is extensive evidence of early Aegean contacts with the Near East by the time the Mycenaean culture of mainland Greece replaced the old Minoan culture of Crete. Bichrome ware from Cyprus and Cilicia is well attested in Palestine in the 16th century B.C., and by the 15th century, Ashdod and Ashkelon are mentioned as established trading centers in Ugaritic documents. The Amarna letters include correspondence from the ruler of Ashkelon and mention Gath, Gaza, and Joppa. The Philistines and the Old Testament, pages 17 and 18. Yes, archaeological finds have shown that area was inhabited at an early time. There were later migrations into the land of the Philistines, but that does not mean that there were not earlier migrations. These sea peoples were the Luca, Sheridan, Danuna, Adawaha, Tursha, Sheklesh, Peliset, and Cheker. They settled in the land of the Philistines during the time of the Israelite judges, 12th to 11th century B.C. An inscription of Ramses III told about the invasion of the sea peoples, who were stopped, but allowed to live along the coastlands to the east and north of Egypt. Ramses III lived from 1168 to 1137 B.C. He wrote, "I settled them in strongholds bound in my name." Yes, these later peoples joined the earlier and became Philistines also. During the days of the judges, the Philistines oppressed Israel under both Shamgar, Judges 3, verse 31, and Samson, Judges chapter 13 and 14. King Saul fought numerous battles with him. It was in one of those battles that he and Jonathan were killed, 1 Samuel chapter 31. Under David, they were finally subdued. Jehoshaphat received tribute from some of them, 2 Chronicles chapter 17. But later God stirred up the spirit of the Philistines, and with Arabian allies they came up against Jehoram, carrying away much booty, 2 Chronicles chapter 21. With God's help, Uzziah conquered and destroyed the walls of several Philistine cities. Because of Edomite and Philistine victories over Judah, Ahaz appealed to Tiglath-Pileser for help, 2 Chronicles chapter 28. However, Hezekiah rebelled against the Assyrian, refusing to serve him. Enjoying the favor of God, Hezekiah was victorious over the Philistines, 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 7 and 8. Next time, we want to study the judgment of God upon the Philistines. One time, the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch, was returning from Jerusalem and was going down the road toward Gaza. He was going through the land formerly called the land of the Philistines. He was reading the Bible in Isaiah chapter 53. Philip joined him in the chariot. The Ethiopian eunuch asked Philip, "Of whom does the prophet say this of himself or some other man?" Then Philip began at this scripture, Isaiah chapter 53, and preached about Jesus the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. Listen to Acts chapter 8, verse 36 through 39. "Now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?' And Philip said, 'If you believe with all your heart, you may.' And he answered and said, 'I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.' So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing." Acts chapter 8, verses 36 through 39. Read Isaiah chapter 53 for yourself, and you can also believe in Jesus, Messiah, who died for our sins, was buried and raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. Then you also can be buried with Messiah in water, baptized, immersed, and raised up to a new life, your sins forgiven. Then you can rejoice also as the Ethiopian eunuch did. Amen. If you would like a copy of this study or a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time when we'll talk more about the Philistines, especially about God's judgment upon them. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there.